The question was asked, why would a person want to do as many mitzvot as possible? That was the first question. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Yes. Okay. There are different people, and there are different levels. And the levels are not finite, they're infinite. Meaning that a person goes through cycles, but the cycles should not be a recurring circle, rather they should be a spiral, an upward spiral. So in the service of Hashem, a person would like to think that I climb a ladder and I get to a level. It doesn't work that way. It's a spiral, which you hope is spiraling upward, but sometimes it spirals down and then spirals back up. You hope to control more than it controls you, but it's a cycle. It's a cycle which also has upward and downward movement. So within that cycle, we have certain stops. So you have the most basic, crass level of observance of mitzvos, where a person says, I'm scared of burning. I know what fire feels like. I know how many punishments God could give. I'm going to keep mitzvos. I don't want to suffer. And that's a basic level. But again, we're going to see that people revisit that level. Person's scared of what will happen if he doesn't. Then you have a level where a person says, I have tremendous respect. I see this is the truth. I know that this is what God wants of me. And that can evolve into a level where a person has tremendous appreciation. And a person says, God gave so much blessings. He's such a kind, good God. And even though there are so many things I don't understand. Mishpatecha tehom rabah. God's punishments are beyond our perception. Like Maimonides writes in the end of his commentary to the first tractate, the tractate Brachos, he says, there's so much we don't understand, and even when you try to figure something out, you end up saying, wait a second, but I'm still missing key points, and then you reach a point where you think you do understand, and then you realize there's so much you don't understand. It's a recurring thing in life. So nonetheless, a person can attain a level of affection towards heaven. And those are three stops along the cycle. We can get into more detail, but those are three legitimate stops. A person can connect to the truth of Torah. A person can see the value of the way of the Torah. Those are all legitimate stops. And you'd like to think you worked your way up, so that's where you're going to stay. But it doesn't work that way. After you've worked to a certain level, you suddenly realize you have to go back and rework. Meaning you've come full circle. Now you've got to work the next lap upward in the spiral. And you got to re-understand the idea of the punishment and the fear of punishment and the awe and the appreciation and the truth. And it's a continuous spiral in life where you'd like to think you keep going up. And people can spend months or years at a certain juncture within that spiral. But it's part of our avodas Hashem, where we should evolve in our understanding and appreciation. And any one of those could be a legitimate reason. Not in this yeshiva. I once had the opportunity to learn with people who had zero background in Judaism. And then they grew. And one who was super successful and was very serious and learned. And after a number of years of observance, he came for a visit. He wasn't living in Israel anymore. And we were walking down Kanfei Nesharim. I still remember where we were standing, just past the bank on Kanfei Nesharim. And he says to me, Rabbi, I got a girlfriend, and I'm only human, so what's going to happen if I sin with her? So now, what am I supposed to answer him? So I said to him, what's going to happen is there's this place called hell, and you're going to burn. If he's taking me back to the most basic level and he's asking me, what's going to happen? So, okay, I'll answer him on the most basic level. If you're talking to me on a three-year-old level, so then that's a three-year-old answer. What do you want me to say? The Torah says it's prohibited. The Torah says God punishes people who don't go with the Torah and rewards those who do. If you want to go back to first grade and ask me, what's going to happen if I sin? What's going to happen if I don't do the Torah? So I'll answer you on that level. I'm just saying, every one of those levels is legitimate. They're a work in progress in everyone's life. So that's one level, and there's another level of an appreciation and awe, and then there's a level of affection. And then there are stages in between. Hopefully a person really sees and has an appreciation that the way of the Torah is the best way to live life on earth, irrespective of rewards in the world to come. But every one of those is a legitimate reason. They're all a part of our growth process. You say there? Okay, now.